Dennis, Cole Piergiani plays today. How is he?
He's a warrior. You know, he's it's incredible how he can play today. But he wouldn't miss it. You know, at the end of the day, it was his decision, and he wouldn't miss it, so he'll give everything.
Is it a bit of a risk playing him at all?
I don't think so. You know, he's got a broken nose. You know, that won't affect his performance, I don't think. Once you're out there, adrenaline's flowing, he's a warrior. He's going to have a mask on, a protective mask, so any contact he has around his face will be protected.
Are you hoping that the referee is a bit stronger than in the first leg, and you hope that he clamps down on sort of Denton's throwing his arms around and stuff like that?
It'd be nice, because if we got through, we'd still need to put a team out in the final. So, you know, we've struggled to get this 11 back on the pitch today from the battle it was the other day. Simple as that. You know, Kane's out there with a fitness test, and obviously Garnes and Pidge. I know it was a clash where there's both in hospital till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, but you know, Pidge was already cut twice and Nate Brown was already cut before Pidge went off. So, you know, this hope that it can be a nice clean game and the best team goes through.
How are you going to approach this game today? You've got a 2-0 lead, a nice cushion.
Absolutely no different. We're going to approach it as if it's 0-0. That's the only thing we can do. We can't sit in and soak up 90 minutes of pressure, because something to give. So we're going to be on the front foot and we're going to try and score the first goal.
But obviously they're going to have to be positive, and that could leave space at the back, and you're a very good counter-attack inside with a lot of pace.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. You know, we've got three up front, and if they leave any space at the back, then we'll try and exploit it and get the first goal. If we get the first goal today, hopefully that should be enough.
And looking around the ground at the moment, it's a sea of black and amber. Fantastic sight. I think it's probably going to be 2/3 in the ground Boston fans. That must give you a bit of an advantage as well. It's going to feel more like a home game.
It just depends whether half of them are whole or not. No, I mean, it looks like they're all Boston fans, or most of them. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to fill this stadium today, no doubt about that. If you look around already, I mean, I can't even see a green and white vest or shirt. It's just full of amber and black, so fantastic.
Good luck today. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.